there is a divineness to being in your feminine, and it allows you to ditch the perfection and ditch the control and ditch always being responsible for everyone's feelings all the fucking time. Like, we gotta let it go.
Welcome to the Be It Till You See It podcast, where we talk about taking messy action, knowing that perfect is boring. I'm Leslie Logan, Pilates instructor and fitness business coach. I've trained thousands of people around the world, and the number one thing I see stopping people from achieving anything is self-doubt. My friends, action brings clarity, and it's the antidote to fear. Each week, my guests will bring bold, executable, intrinsic, and targeted steps that you can use to put yourself first and be it till you see it. It's a practice, not a perfect. Let's get started.
Welcome back to the Be It Till You See It interview recap for my co-host in life. Brad and I are going to dig into the appreciative convo I had with Kelly Adami in our last episode. If you haven't yet listened to that one, you should go back and listen to that one. And by the way, while you're at it, listen to our first one and then come back and join us. Today is the official day of March 28th, 2024, and it's National Triglycerides Day.
It is.
I don't think those are good.
No, they're not.
Okay. So just like all things in life require balance, so does our nutritional intake. Too much of anything, even if they're vitamins, can be harmful. This is why, this is the reason why high triglyceride levels.
Yeah, it's not that triglycerides are bad. High triglycerides,
which are important lipid compounds that help with providing us with energy, can be extremely detrimental. While in many cases, high triglycerides levels can be treated using medications, recent studies have shown that in older people, namely 50 and above, that's not older. 50 is not old. Triglyceride levels rise because of hormonal changes. If you're not sure what this even means, speak with your doctor. If you know you have high triglycerides, there are foods you can eat that will help you lower your levels. Soy protein products, fatty fish, whole grains, quinoa, avocado, coconut oil, garlic, and cruciferous vegetables.
Hey, nice.
Thank you. Have all been shown to significantly reduce triglyceride levels. Ultimately, talk to your doctor. And you know what? If you don't trust your doctor, talk to a different doctor. Like, if you have a doctor who won't test all of your levels, including your hormones, get a different one. Advocate for yourself. You know that doctor I didn't like? Everyone knows. We talked about it on the podcast. I've talked about how much I don't like her. My insurance company just let me know that she's no longer in network for me. So I have to find a new one. I'm like, well, I was going to find a new one anyway. So thanks.
So if you're wondering what a cruciferous vegetable is.
Isn't it like cauliflower?
Yeah, cauliflower, broccoli, cabbage, kale, bok choy, arugula, Brussels sprouts, collard greens.
Some of those will make your pee smell, and that's how you'll know you're doing a good job.
So that's really what you're looking for, y'all.
Super smelly pee. Hey, come to the Be It Pod for random facts on your triglyceride levels. But also, I just reject 50 being older people.
Yeah,
I'm over that. No, because I'm 41. You'll be 42. That's bullshit.
That's some BS.
Yeah. Anyways. Okay.
Well, I just figured, you know, like we heard about nutritional health and all the things, but I didn't know there was an entire day dedicated to the awareness of high triglyceride levels.
Well, because we live in a place where we have to like make a holiday. Like, okay, did you know the other day I was listening to a podcast and it was National Equal Pay Day? It's like, why the fuck does there have to be a holiday to remind
it's probably an awareness
owners.
Day.
Yeah, it's an awareness, but still, it's still considered a holiday. If you go to the, you don't look up awareness days, you look up holidays, right? So it's on the holidays calendar, and companies should just pay people equally for the same amount of work, period.
I agree.
Doesn't need a fucking holiday. Anyways, just get a little, I'm a little irritated on this.
Those triglycerides took you down a bad road there.
I love cruciferous fruits. I eat or vegetables. I eat them all the time. Okay. So you guys, in like 3 or 4 days, Brad is doing the accelerator, which is a studio growth accelerator program. So if you're a Pilates teacher or studio owner, you can attend this amazing 2-ish hour webinar.
It'll be live, April 4th
to be exact. And here's the thing that's so cool about it. He's going to teach you stuff and then you're going to work on that stuff.
Yeah.
What? So
teach
it's not
and work
so
on
it's
it.
Not like we talked about this with Nick Hutchinson. It's not like you're just going to get tons of information with no integration because you'll get constipated. Yes, you can have cruciferous vegetables, but you could also integrate the things you're learning. Also, coming up in the first weekend of June, it's summer camp. Oh, I didn't give the link for that. It's the Studio Growth Accelerator. If you are wanting to sign up for that, you should. Agency members. You got Brad. You don't need to do this.
Yeah, it's not for agency members. You don't need to do this.
You've already done this. Go to PRFIT, accelerator.biz/accelerator. And you'd be surprised that accelerator is two C's and one L. You know what? I thought it had two L's and it doesn't. So prfit.biz/accelerator to snag your spot. It's like the last chance to say you've got a few days. But then summer camp is the first few days of June, like specifically the first Saturday and Sunday of June.
This is going to be a big deal, y'all. You guys, this is like a huge, huge event.
So everyone loved summer camp last year. And
you
decided,
don't want to miss it.
We wanted to make this summer camp the biggest thing ever. And like, we also know that there's not a ton of in-person Pilates events for people who are nerds of Pilates. So this is not just for teachers. This is for people who practice Pilates too. And so the OPC teachers and I are doing workshops and workouts. Then we're bringing in some guest teachers as well. You can literally spend entire day with me moving your body and like learn from so many amazing people. We'll have a pre and postnatal workshop in there as well. So you can also buy day pass. I mean, there's just been so many awesome things.
Yeah.
If you are on the wait list, you are going to get one of the best early bird prices. Now, I say one of, it's because OPC members will get the best.
The bestest.
So the best thing you can do is be an OPC member. But if you're not ready to commit to us yet, totally get it. Go to opc.me/workshops, plural, and you can get on the wait list and you will hear when the doors open for summer camp. And you can get the early bird special on all the goodness that's happening. And you'll have lifetime access. So if you're like, oh my gosh, guys, I'm busy. Guess what? You should buy it while it's on early bird because full price is a lot of money. And then you can have access to the replays. Also, Cambodia. Oh my God. You guys, at the time of recording this, we only have one spot left in October.
I just marked it as sold out.
No way. Did we sell it?
Well, maybe.
Oh, don't count your chickens before they hatch, Brad. Anyways, I'm going to say it because until it's sold out, we have one spot left. Now, according, this is March 28th and we're recording earlier, so it might be sold out by then. But at any rate, crowsnestretreats.com to see if there's one spot left in October. And if not, you'll see the early bird rates are up, are already up for February
2025.
Oh, yeah. What? Yeah. Yes, for the first time since 2020, we will be back in Q1 of a year. In Cambodia, which is a really unique time because the sunrises are a different color. But here's the thing. I love how green everything is in October, but I prefer the sunrises in February. I know. I'm weird, but like, hey, it's my house.
It's also a little drier. It's not quite as humid.
Well, I like
it. It's still humidity. It's not as humid.
It's always going to be humid. It's Cambodia, but it's Asia. but the sunrises are really cool and it's not super close to the spring equinox, but it's like also close enough that you can kind of trick your camera into looking like the sun is right over the center. Cause you know, you don't have to Photoshop. You can just kind of angle it. So you want to go to crowsnestretreats.com to snag the early bird rates while they're still early bird rates.
Yeah.
You don't want to pay full price for that. And then don't forget, if you're looking for a 4-week Pilates challenge, you can go to, you could always go. This is true.
Always.
You can always go to opc.me/challenge and hop into our mat or reformer challenge at any time. So it's a 4-week on the reformer or a 4-week on the mat. We start with 10 minutes. And these are accountability programs is really what they are. And they're so fun. And you get tips on how to like create a Pilates habit. And I made these for you. So use them. opc.me/challenge. All right, Brad.
That's not a guilt trip or anything, but
no.
You should go do them anyway.
Go do them. Just go do them.
I love it. Yes, we do have an audience question because I know that's what you're about to ask me. Reza E. Recently asked me on a call, hey, what is a client avatar?
Okay. I mean, if we think back to Hillary Hartling, she doesn't like the word avatar because it sounds like a fake thing.
Right.
But here's the deal. We still call it client avatars because it's shorter because we were joking around with her like ideal real person client avatar. But your ideal client avatar, Brad will be more specific about this, but the way you want to think about it is if you could carbon copy a person to do to
your be, favorite,
your favorite client. Person that you ever, you just like are so excited to see them on your schedule or if you have a shop to see them in your shop. If you can carbon copy this person, that would be your avatar, your muse. Another way to think of it is a muse, your inspiration for what you do, but also it helps you understand how to talk to someone, who you're talking to, what are their problems? What is the problem they have? People don't really need luxury items. So you have to be a solution to a problem they know they have.
That's right.
And so if you don't know who your avatar is, your ideal real person client avatar. You are talking to everyone, which means you're talking to no one. Even when we are talking to you on this podcast, I don't see your faces, but I am picturing some of the listeners who I know listen. Hi, guys. Every single time the episode drops. Shout out to Mom. Let's go. Heather, Amanda. Hi, Mom. Oh my gosh, Lord, there's so many of you. I don't want to leave anyone out, but at the same, like I'm picturing you guys. I know when I'm interviewing someone, I'm thinking about you because I actually know the questions you would ask that person.
Right.
And so that is dictates how the episodes go and who I bring on the pod and things like that. And so you need to think about is a real person that you want to speak to all of the time. And I know that niching down scares the hell out of you. Because, oh my God, what if they reject you? Well, it just means your messaging's off. It doesn't mean it's not personal. And so that's what a client avatar is. Anything well, out on that, Brad?
Yeah, totally. I'm going to be going into this more in depth on the Accelerator on April 4th. So if you really want to get nerdy with me, go to prfit.biz/accelerator and join me for that workshop. It's a 2-hour workshop. It's going to be great. We're going to dig into that and also... How do you actually bring more clients into your studio? And then how do you empower your clients to bring their friends and family into the studio? So If you are trying to jumpstart your studio's growth or any of that kind of stuff, join me for that accelerator program. As far as an ICA or an ideal client avatar, the idea is it's somebody that you know you're talking to. And so it allows you to visualize who they actually are when you're connecting with them. You're actually speaking their language in a way that will allow them to go, oh, this girl's for me. This product is for me. I was gonna say, hey yo. And then I was like, I don't know. I caught myself.
And you said ho.
Ho. Hee ho. Hey yo.
Now you sound like Christopher Walken singing Poker Face.
Poker face. Oh, that's the best YouTube video.
Go look it up. I promise you, my ICA listening to this will love Christopher Walken
singing Poker Face.
Yeah. Okay.
Google it. All right. So anyway, yes, that is an ICA. Great question. Thanks, Risa. Love it.
You guys can ask us any question you want.
Yeah.
Someone just asked our entire team what pants I was wearing in a video. And my team had to like track me down to go, which pink shorts are these? Which I love. Loves, it's here. OPC Summer Camp. You know that thing we started last year? Well, we're doing it again this year, and we're making it bigger and better than ever because we have teachers from all over the world, which means all day long you can nerd out with me at Camp Zoom from the comfort of your own home in your favorite Pilates workout outfit without having to get bugs or dirt or weird camp food that's like some weird slaw. No, you can have the amazing food from your own home. You can be whatever clothes you want to be in, and you can join us all day long for whatever workouts and workshops you sign up for. In fact, you can even do a whole day pass and save the most money. In fact, up to 56% off if you buy the day pass. So go to opc.me/events to see the full schedule and lineup of events. If you only have access to a mat, we've got plenty of stuff for you. We've got Reformer. We've got some happy hip Reformer with you. We've got so many amazing things. You can go to opc.me/events to see the whole schedule, all 14 teachers, and all the goodness that's going to happen at Camp Zoom. And I'm your camp director. Woo! Okay. So, all right, let's talk about Kelly Adame.
Kelly Adame, a seasoned relationship expert with a background in psychotherapy and coaching, excels in guiding individuals and couples through the complexities of modern love and relationships. With a profound understanding of the balance between masculine and feminine energies, she offers nuanced guidance in communication, dating, and building fulfilling relationships and marriages.
Yeah. I wanted to have her back on because there's so many different things we could talk about when it comes to these. And like
so many different
first
things.
Time we had her on, we had so many people who loved it. And I have to share this because so many people are like, oh my God, but there's this one person. Yeah, there was this one person who was like, I was into this until she said we have to be passive to be in our feminine energy. And it's like, she didn't say like, you just take what you get. Like, like she in no way just said like, just accept what's coming. It was very much like, no, like be willing to receive, you know?
Yeah. I don't remember passive, but I remember the idea of receiving.
Well, and I do think that word came out, but in the interview when I was doing it, cause I listened to the whole thing and before y'all get like a little triggered by a word, listen to the before and after, take it in context. She explained what she meant by passive. So when I was in the interview, listening to her and taking that in, I didn't take it as like, we should just like be passive and just like take what we could get. It was very much an action of receiving. And like, we did a retreat recently and one of my girls was wanting to give me a compliment. She's like, I want you to receive this. And I said, oh, I am. I'm going to sit here. You're going to tell me, and I'm just going to say thank you. And I'm not actually going to give you a compliment back. I'm just going to sit here in the receiving of that. So, so I think like,
also, I think that we have this weird preconceived notion that, you know, one person always demanding or getting and the other person is always receiving. And that is not what the context of that was, nor is that reality. There's always a give and take in every relationship. So there are moments where you're receiving. There are moments where I'm receiving. And that is hopefully that's actually
a nice,
a healthy relationship.
Yeah. No, 100%. Because like, I also have never taken her explanation of like masculine and feminine energies and that there's this, I won't say her name because I don't want to give her any air, but there's this one woman who like in her household, her husband makes all the decisions all the time.
Yeah.
And I was like, no.
Yeah, that's a hard no. Called an unhealthy relationship.
Because like I can be in my feminine and also when it's needed, make decisions for this relationship for myself. I don't need permission. So anyways, I just wanted to highlight that because again, one time, first of all, there's always gonna be someone who doesn't get something out of something. And also ladies, we, there is a divineness to being in your feminine and it allows you to ditch the perfection and ditch the control and ditch always being responsible for everyone's feelings all the fucking time. Like we gotta let it go. And if you are wanting to have a healthy relationship, it is going to be like, I make sure, and I'm not always good at this, but I love to make sure that Brad feels needed. I can do a lot of shit around the house by myself. I mean, I did almost burn it down, but I can do a lot by myself. But also it's like super good to like let you shine and do some cool, like there's amazing things you've done with these shelves. And I'm like, yeah, actually really great. Love that. So anyways, I just had to like get that out there. I just love her and I love what she is talking about and doing. And so we talked about narcissistic parents and that will often cause, if you have a narcissistic parent, you will often be drawn to a narcissist in your relationships.
Right.
And so just, you know, keep that in mind, my loves, who've had narcissistic parents. I'll never forget, my mom's probably listening to this, but like, I'll never forget the time she texted me. She's like, Etsy or Pinterest sent me this this book called Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers. It's probably a good thing you're not having a child because it's probably passed down like a hereditary trait. And so the narcissism can stop with you. Anyways, you can be drawn to a narcissistic partner. And she said, sometimes the work is more just spending time tending to yourself. It's actually a loving decision. And so again, like, and you could be in your feminine energy and just take care of you. Like just say no to things, take a hot bath, enjoy amazing music, like set a space for yourself. There's nothing selfish about that. That is actually like being in your feminine really awesome. And, she also talked about like, it doesn't matter where you are or whatever you're doing, you can learn to fully embody your feminine energy in that way or in different ways. And then she also said, when you're integrated in that feminine energy, you're going to attract something different. So if you find you keep attracting, this is for my single ladies. I'm sure we have a few good men listening, but Brad's actually doing all the single ladies right now. He's dancing. If you're wanting to attract different things in your life, you have to actually have a different energy because we actually, what we put out is what we are attracting things, right? So you actually are in control of that. And I was just listening to a happiness talk on Diary of a CEO. And the guy was like, he's a scientist at this. And he says, no one likes when I say this. He's like, but you are actually in control of your happiness. You can change how you're feeling by the words you're using. And so I loved it because it made me think of this interview. It's like, when we integrate our feminine energy, when we choose to be in that, you're going to attract something different. You are in control of how you attract things. So it's not passive.
Right.
Okay. Anyways.
Right. So this was a really interesting conversation for me to be a bystander listening to. I remember being really intrigued during the first episode and that happened for me again this time too, because just really, first off, she's very learned. Right. And well educated about this kind of stuff. But also, too, the way she describes it made me laugh and also made me aware of things that may be happening in my life or in our relationship that is like, oh, cool. Okay. I never even thought about it in that context before. She said that women are wired for relationships. She also said that men are wired for non-relationships or polygamy. And I thought that was interesting.
You never heard that before?
No.
Oh, it's like a whole thing.
Okay. Well, she said, when it comes to why would a man who's wired for polygamy choose monogamy? It's because they like to win. You know, they're hunters, right? They're trying to win. And what Kelly said is that when she's working with men, most often they actually don't feel appreciated in a relationship. And so why would they decide to stay in the relationship if they're not feeling like they're winning, right? I appreciated your comment about the shelves. It also made me laugh because I feel like...
I would just hire someone.
Yeah. I don't think you would ever fucking do that. So letting me do that is pretty funny.
No, I would just hire someone. Yeah. We had this conversation last night. You were telling me to do something. I'm like, or we could just hire the person to fix this.
So what she talked about was criticizing or, you know, she said the men that she works with often say, it doesn't matter what I do. I never feel like it's enough. I always feel like, you know, I'm being nitpicked or whatever, and I can do no right. It's never enough. And so, you know, eventually that builds up resentment and all those kinds of things, you know. So she then asks you, like, why would a man give up options for all the women to be in a relationship with a woman where he doesn't feel appreciated? I'm pretty sure that's not what she said. She actually said, why would I give up all the other vaginas just to have one if I don't feel appreciated?
Is that what she said? Yeah. And our team changed it. Yeah. I love you guys. I do recall that. I was like, oh, okay. I guess let's just talk about it like vaginas. That's great. Yes.
which I was like, wow. Okay. My jaw hit the floor. And she said, because a man likes to win, and if he can win with you, that can be worth becoming monogamous and being excited to stay in a relationship and a committed relationship and all that kind of stuff. And so it's kind of like a mission. It's built into humans, into men in this way that I never really thought about it like this before. I didn't actually know that.
It's interesting because
I don't feel like it as there is a bit of an ego, especially when we first started dating, where I was like, like, I got you off the market, you know, kind of a thing, especially because
I told you, don't take me off the market if you're not going to marry me.
Well, it wasn't even just that. I also knew that, you know, we were both also like seeing other people to try to figure out who we wanted to spend time with, right? And so there definitely was a bit of pride that I felt as we decided to, you know, commit to each other for sure, you know. But that was like fucking 10 years ago, you know, almost at this point. Yeah. So, you know, that...
close to 10 years this summer.
Yeah, kind of crazy. I haven't really thought about that in a really long time, to be honest.
Well, I think the other thing is, like, we were listening to Brad Bizdek and talking about the, like, six human needs, right? And so win is an interesting thing. Win is, like, certainty to me, right? And also we need uncertainty. And so, like, I also think, you know, I also feel for the woman who's also saying this to the man or making the man feel this way, because she probably also feels underappreciated. So by the, like, for, to me, and I don't think that Kelly and I got into this, but, like, if a, now there is certainly women who probably do this always, but for me, if I find myself starting to nitpick or think about you in a negative way, it's because I am feeling I'm doing a lot and I am feeling underappreciated as well. And so what happens is when one person feels underappreciated, they start taking on the other person, and the other person feels underappreciated,
right?
But like literally no one's communicating about feeling underappreciated.
Right.
And so I think that it's really important, because what I don't want is women to be like, yeah, well, he's not doing anything. Probably.
Yeah.
But also, well, like, and also there are other ways to say, like, it means a lot to me when X, Y, and Z happens. And when this isn't happening, it makes it really hard for me to show up in this relationship in a positive way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yes, that for sure. But also too, what Kelly said is, basically, make sure, let him know how he can win with you.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, what does that actually mean? And honestly, that ultimately comes down to communication.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that when you know what will win someone over, I'm just trying not to use the word win, but when you know how you can succeed in a relationship, you're more likely to do that.
Well, it's also like, let's just say it as a job. When you actually know how you're going to be appreciated at work, how you're going to be recognized, how you're going to have affirmation at your job, you do it, right? If you're at a job, and I don't want to think of a relationship as a job, but like, whoo, okay, she, sorry guys, our lovely Gaia is taking out a light. When you are at a job and you don't know how to win at your job or feel succeeded or have affirmation or feel like you're doing things right, you feel lost, you feel confused, you feel frustrated, you get upset. It's the same thing. So not that your relationship is a job, but it's a, I think of our relationship.
It's an easy comparison. I mean, we go through it at the workplace, in the workplace, right? So, you know, I get that.
Yeah. So I think like for any of you out there, like, I don't think relationships are ever easy. And I think it's actually always a give and take. And that's why I also loved having Kelly back a couple of times to explain like both people in a relationship have both masculine and feminine.
Yeah.
And it's important to know when you're in either of those and then to communicate how you feel. And it is not easy. Like it's never going to be easy. But if you really actually care about the person, it's actually worth the communication. It's worth the time. It's worth understanding and hearing things from their person's perspective and figuring out how you can do that. So anyway.
Well, and here's how, like, here's the other side of it. Is that when he knows how he can win with you, he will do his best to win with you, which is a win for you.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, I think ultimately communication and clarity and understanding how, you know, you can set each other up to, you know, both be getting what you want in a relationship. That's, you know, so that's like my biggest takeaway with it.
Yeah. All right, loves, it's super important to me that supplements I take are of the highest quality, and that's why for 3 years I've been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands, AG1 is constantly searching for how to do things better. At 52 iterations of their formula and counting, their team is always trying to find better ways to source, test, and aim to find the best quality ingredients available. I love this so much, guys, because so many people think I have to get it right the first time, and they have done 52 different iterations. I freaking love that. So many people have asked me if AG1 is actually the real deal. I really do drink it, and trust me, there's a reason why I've been drinking it for so long. Quality for AG1 isn't just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. I know I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's tested for 950 contaminants and banned substances, while the industry standard typically only tests for 10. Holy moly. I know that like I'm a recovering overachiever over here, but I'm super glad AG1 isn't. Okay, so taking care of my health shouldn't be complicated, and AG1 simplifies this by replacing multiple health supplements like multivitamins, digestive aids, immune support, and more in just one simple scoop. It's literally just one scoop. It's one scoop in one bottle of water. It's amazing. AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop also includes prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support. Y'all know I've had gut stuff, so that's why I've been doing it for so long. I've partnered with AG1 for so long because they make such a high quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1 year supply of vitamin D3 and K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/beit. That's drinkag1.com/BEIT. Check it out.
All right. So finally, let's talk about those Be It action items. What bold, executable, intrinsic, or targeted action items can we take away from your convo with Kelly Adame? She said to honor the masculine and look at where you are being critical. I thought this was really interesting. Look at where you are trying to teach or preach or change your man. And I find it hilarious that I'm the one saying this in this conversation right now. But
I'm not taking it as a note, so it's okay.
Yeah. you know. you know, what you discussed, which I'm just going to defer back to your conversation, is that obviously it can turn into a mothering relationship, because one of the things you talked about was, you know, a you know, badass, high performing woman who ends up with, you know, a Peter Pan style, like childlike man who is just being taken care of. You were talking about a specific relationship where 3 years in, she was like, I'm done, you know, and that was like, you know, annoying and complicated. And it was because the role was always the woman was driving things, being in the masculine energy, running things, providing all the things. And then it never actually allowed for there to be the give and take. And to me, it doesn't sound like that man was trying to step up anyway.
Yeah. Well, also like, and you know, it depends on how the relationship started. Cause also like, if it started off with him being a Peter Pan and her always taking care of him, it's not like magically one day he's going to read her mind and step up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think that's another thing.
That's but true.
When we were on our way to Mexico, I was listening to this podcast from Diary CEO with this sexpert. She was talking about one of her books is like how to stay married after having children or how to have sex after having children, something like that. Anyways, she was explaining how in a lot of relationships, when a child is entered, first of all, there's so many things that happen to a female's body that make it complicated to have sex. You have to wait several weeks for things to heal, maybe longer, depending on how things are going. And then she is tired because the baby wakes up all the time. And if the partner in her life isn't also stepping up in other ways to help out, and she finds herself making food for everybody and cleaning up after everybody and doing all and scheduling things for everybody, then she has the children and an adult child. And once she starts to mother the husband, and I'm not saying that that's her fault, once it happens,
yep,
it's no longer sexy.
Right.
Because yeah. It would be weird to want to have sex with your kid. And so inherently. Yeah,
that's exactly right. And you talked about that too with Kelly. And what she actually said, which I found really interesting, was she said, typically the person who makes the first move in the relationship is the one that's taking on the masculine energy in the relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, you did that for us. I made sure of it. Anyways.
Glad I could step into that masculine role.
You're awesome. So hot. Thank you so much.
What was your biggest takeaway?
Try to do an hour a day of checking in around just feeding your feel-good time. And one of the other ways she described this, she actually has Feel Good Friday. She takes half a day on Fridays and she schedules things that helps her feel good. And I think this is actually really, if you have stuck around on the feminine conversations and you still feel a little lost, go get your nails done. Go get your hair done. Go get a massage. Why? When you get your nails done, you do feel pretty, but also you are receiving, someone's taking care of you when you get your hair done. Oh my God, I love when I get my hair blown out. I love it because I will never do that for myself. And of course, I feel so pretty. I feel, even with no makeup, I'm like, wow, I can be in a Vidal Sassoon commercial. I love this. And you feel more and more like taken care of, and you're so busy taking care of others. You get a massage. Someone is like pouring into you. When you do Feel Good Fridays, it actually is going to be so much easier for you to step into your feminine because you're actually practicing the art of receiving. Yeah. And so I really, really love that. And then she said, above all else, like progress, not perfection, which you know we're all about here at Be a Pod.
I love it.
I'm Leslie Logan.
And I'm Brad Crowell.
Thank you so much for listening to us, for being part of our conversations, for sending your questions in, for sharing the pod. I really do love when you guys just take screenshots of the pod and then tag me. Like, it makes my day. Because I'm like, oh my God, they love this episode enough to share it. Like, that's so cool. It also lets me know what episodes you're enjoying. So continue to do that. And until next time. Be It Till You See It.
Bye for now.
That's all I've got for this episode of the Be It Till You See It podcast. One thing that would help both myself and future listeners is for you to rate the show and leave a review. And follow or subscribe for free wherever you listen to your podcast. Also, make sure to introduce yourself over at the Be It Pod on Instagram. I would love to know more about you. Share this episode with whoever you think needs to hear it. Help us and others be it till you see it. Have an awesome day.
Be It Till You See It is a production of the Bloom Podcast Network. If you want to leave us a message or a question that we might read on another episode, you can text us at +1 310-905-5534 or send a DM on Instagram at Be It Pod.
It's written, filmed, and recorded by your hosts, Leslie Logan, and me, Brad Crowell.
It is transcribed, produced, and edited by the epic team at Desenio.co.
Our theme music is by Ali at Apex Production Music, and our branding by designer and artist Gianfranco Cioffi.
Special thanks to Melissa Solomon for creating our visuals.
Also to Angelina Herrico for adding all of our content to our website. And finally, to Meredith Root for keeping us all on point and on time.
Brad and I can do... We are... Blah, blah,
blah. What are
we doing? Blah, 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 blah. You can leave it in. All right, my coffee lovers, I got something for you. And I know most of you are coffee lovers because if you're listening to this, you have lots of things you're doing and coffee is something that you are taking with you everywhere you go. In fact, I know the Pilates instructors around here are taking coffee, kombucha, tea, and water into every class that they take. So this one is amazing because this is Pure Cafe Bold. They have two options for you. They've got black coffee and then they've got a caramel coffee latte, which is amazing. And here's why it's amazing. It's pre-brewed. So it comes in this amazing little packet. And you can actually just take the packet in to your office, your work, on a plane, like we've been doing. And then you pour hot water in and boom, you've got coffee. And this coffee actually has some amazing stuff. It's not just regular coffee. This coffee supports your immune system. It boosts cognitive function, increases stamina, it reduces stress, and it has cordyceps.
And what are cordyceps, you ask? Oh, that's right, Brad's here. Nature's powerful secret energizer, a rare species of fungi, cordyceps is renowned for its invigorating properties and centuries-old use in traditional medicine, packed with essential nutrients. This natural adaptogen boosts stamina and supports overall well-being. And seriously, it's actually super simple to make. Leslie and I have taken it camping.
Yeah.
I'll use it in the afternoon.
We're taking it everywhere because I'm tired of conferences and different hotels having burnt coffee.
It's 1,000 times better than the terrible coffee that you get on an airplane.
And the black coffee is like less than a dollar a packet. So it's like, it's really kind of amazing.
Yeah, and I'm a big fan of the caramel myself.
He
the
does
caramel
like
has
it.
A little bit of milk in it. So.
It has some dairy, so my dairy-free peeps, you can't do the caramel, but you can do the black, right?
Yeah, the black coffee is vegan, keto, gluten-free, non-GMO, nut-free, dairy-free, fat-free, and CGMP compliant.
All right, so here's the deal. You need to go to beitpod.com/coffee. beitpod.com/coffee. And when you do that, you are going to be able to get some amazing coffee that we're loving. You can buy it as a one-time purchase, or you can actually get it as a subscription. There's even family packs, so if you know that you've got a lot of coffee drinkers in your household, this is amazing, and it's honestly cheaper than all the coffees we've been making at home. So we are so excited. I hope you are. Go to beitpod.com/coffee. And, you know, cheers to you and I. Every morning, we'll be drinking the same coffee together. Woo!